This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A data point from the Census Bureau to set up this next story. More than 8 million people, something like 11% of all the renters in this economy, have no confidence, none, that they will be able to pay next month's rent. As we told you up top and have been telling you for weeks now, that extra $600 a week goes away in a week, as does the federal moratorium on evictions. Dozens of states and cities have rent relief programs in place. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, there is not nearly enough money to go around.
So many people applied for Louisiana's new rent relief program that the state stopped accepting applications after just 4 days. In Los Angeles, more than 200,000 renters applied to a fund that will only help about 50,000. And when New York's rent relief program launched,
within minutes of it opening, the website was down.
Sia Weaver is with Housing Justice for All. She says the state's $100 million rent assistance program isn't even an option for a lot of people who need it.
It's not going to help undocumented families. It's not going to help people who work in the cash economy. It's not going to help people who were making 100% of the area median income before the pandemic and are making nothing today.
Eligibility for rent relief varies from city to city and state to state. But in most cases, you have to be able to prove that you're making less because of COVID. And a lot of people getting those $600 checks from the federal government every week are actually making more, like actor Kat Griffin.
Literally every artist is making more now with the boosted unemployment.
Except maybe those on Broadway. But that extra $600 is the only reason Griffin has been able to keep up with rent so far.
On paper, it looks like I'm making more now, but all of that's about to end in literally a week.
And by then, it will be too late to apply for rent relief in New York. For people who do manage to qualify, in most cases, the payments will cover a portion of their rent for a few months. Peggy Bailey of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says the only way to really solve the problem on a national scale
is to provide rental assistance that gets directly to families and individuals through the next federal relief package.
The House has already passed a relief package that does include rental assistance. The Senate is now working on its own version. But we're unlikely to see any final legislation before August. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.